Ladies and gentlemen, please pray silence for the Right Honourable Harold Macmillan, Honorary President of the United Nations Association.
Your Excellencies, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, I am glad indeed to have the opportunity of welcoming the first Secretary General of the United Nations to pay an official visit to this country. We are all very grateful to the United Nations Association for giving us the opportunity to do honor to Mr. Hammershaw. Like all great offices, that of the Secretary General of the United Nations has great intrinsic value and importance. The United Nations, like other human institutions,
the Empire Loyalist State, as you know, is an anti-British cracker.
Secretary General.
By the Empire, Dixie's internationalist son of Britain.
Secretary General, how in this happy country we unite to freedom of the right to express oneself. but restricted to a proper place and reasonable opportunity. I was saying that the United Nations, like other human institutions, is far from perfect. It is not yet the Parliament of the world to which many dreamers have looked forward, and that even our own national parliaments have their own failings. Yet for all its weaknesses and difficulties, in the United Nations lies much of our hopes for the future.